When a young patient in the mixed dentition presents to your office with an anterior crossbite, how do you decide on the method in which you will correct the problem? I'd like to share with you a recent study published in the European Journal of Orthodontics that may help inform your decision the next time you encounter such a patient in practice. The article is titled, Fixed versus Removable Orthodontic Appliances to Correct Anterior Crossbite in the Mixed Dentition, a Randomized Controlled Trial, and was written by researchers at Malmo University in Sweden. The aim of the study was to assess and compare the effectiveness of fixed and removable orthodontic appliances in the correction of anterior crossbites resulting in functional shifts in the mixed dentition. The study protocol consisted of recruiting patients in the mixed dentition with at least one maxillary incisor and crossbite causing a functional shift, who also had less than 5 millimeters of maxillary dental crowding and an ANB angle of greater than zero, presented to the University Orthodontic Clinic over a 5-year period. A total of 62 consenting patients were randomly assigned to treatment with either the fixed or a removable appliance. The fixed group was treated with 022 slot metal twin brackets bonded to the maxillary incisors and usually 4 additional maxillary teeth. The archwire sequence used was 16 round nitai, followed by 19 by 25 nitai, then 19 by 25 stainless steel. And the bite was opened by bonding composite to the occlusal surfaces of the mandibular second primary molars. The removable appliance consisted of an acrylic plate with a protrusion spring for each incisor and crossbite, occlusal coverage of the posterior teeth with the acrylic, a midline expansion screw, and stainless steel clasps on the posterior teeth. The appliance was instructed to be worn full-time except for eating and while brushing. Patients in both groups were seen monthly for adjustments, and once the crossbite was corrected, their respective appliances were kept in place for 3 months to serve as a passive retainer. Between group analysis at baseline showed that gender distribution and the number of teeth in crossbite were the same between groups, though the fixed appliance group was on average 1 year older. Further results at the end of the clinical trial, the authors reported that all patients were successfully treated except for one patient in the removable group who could not tolerate the removable appliance. In comparison of clinical outcomes, the average treatment duration of 5.5 months for the fixed group was significantly less than the 6.9 months on average for the removable group. The fixed group also had significantly greater increases in both overjet and incisor alignment. However, the authors stated that these differences were largely clinically insignificant on average and concluded that both removable and fixed appliances are equally effective in treating anterior crossbites in the mixed dentition. This was a very well-designed and conducted study, though the outcome is well known to experienced clinicians. Ultimately, it will be patient-specific factors such as their decalcification risk and anticipated compliance that will guide the decision on which appliance to use. Though I will look forward to a cost-effectiveness comparison between the fixed and removable options used in this study. The complete version of this article by Wydell and Bondemark can be found in the April 2015 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.